Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Polokwane en Mbombela môre op na 24, Johannesburg 23 grade.
Couple of annoying patches of traffic, Buccleuch interchange into Midrand northbound getting better. Malibongwe very busy from the highway out towards Bellairs Drive in North Riding. But the absolute last place I'd want to be is the R21 at the moment between Olifantsfontein and Tembisa, both directions. There's just no letting up there. Traffic is horrible.
In your sport headlines, Springbok hooker Joseph Dweba set to leave the Stormers for the English Premiership, and the chasing pack begin their hunt once again for the Lions in the four-day series.
Ons begin met landelike misdaad wat weer in die kollig is. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Polisiediens sê hulle nader die laaste jaar van hul nasionale landelike veiligheidsstrategie. Die program is in 2019 geïmplementeer. Die polisie se Susan Pinaar.
In terms of this plan, all provinces were required to identify the top 10 stations where most of the crime in rural areas were reported and to create awareness about rural safety, crime prevention and policies in respect of land rights and land occupation and the rights of farm laborers and farm dwellers. So that process has been concluded. All the provinces did do.
Sy sê een van die uitdagings was inwoners se probleem met toegang tot polisiestasies in landelike gebiede.
One aspect is just how we ensure access to policing in rural areas because of the remoteness of rural areas and where rural communities are located. But from the police side we have a number of initiatives that deal with that. For instance, the use of mobile community service centers that move from village to village. We have the program to extend the number of police stations. So we do deal with this, but it is an ongoing challenge to ensure that rural communities find it easy to access policing.
Die departement van landbou het terselfdertyd werkloosheid toegeskryf as die oorsaak van 'n stygging in vee diefstal op plase. Meer as 23,000 gevalle is die afgelope boekjaar nasionaal aangemeld. Die departement se Jill Mamabolo.
We suspect that because we have high level of unemployment, most of our people who are not working, who are not idly, may be tempted to steal livestock to meet their food security needs or their livelihood needs. But we don't promote it. We condemn it because it's just not the right thing to do.
In ander groot nuus vandag, Statistiek Suid-Afrika sê jaarlikse verbruikersinflasie was verlede jaar op 3,2% en onveranderd sedert Januarie. Die jaarlikse koers vir onder meer voedsel het in Februarie tot 'n 4 maande hoogtepunt versnel. Ekonoom Azad Jameen.
The inflation picture looks to be more solid than previously anticipated. This in turn has probably increased the chances that the Reserve Bank might, after all, reduce the repo rate by 0.25% at its MPC meeting when it announces the outcome tomorrow.
En nog nuus uit die buiteland, ongeveer 400 onderwysers en studente van skole in die Europese Unie het vir 'n halwe dag gestaak. Dit teen diensvoorwaardes vir plaaslike onderwysers. Skole van die Europese Unie bedien ongeveer 28,000 kinders. Pretoria môre 24, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela ook 22 en Polokwane 22 grade. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 7:00.
Just let me take you to a better place.
The Drive with Robin Ross, playing more music than anyone else. Weeknights from 6 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Me not working hard, yeah right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's
tonight,
right.
I'm alive.